Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Depends on when you actually listening to this broadcast. Listen, I just had a good whole moment. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing. And so today, when I was just running around doing some stuff, and I had an opportunity to just literally just listen to what God was saying to me in regards to paying attention to the things that he's already done, right? And so when he reminded me of myself, right? So I came home and I went to the bathroom, and I'm looking at myself in the mirror, right? And literally I can hear God saying, look at the miracle that I've done. Look at the miracle I've done. And I think I had a whole moment where my heart went to racing so fast that I didn't look at myself as a walking miracle. Some of you are walking miracles. Some of you, God is literally taking you through things. And so the process of yesterday was God is doing a new thing. So in the new thing, I was describing things that you have to cut off, because God is not going to put new wine in old wine skin. And so some stuff that you're going to have to detach yourself from, some stuff that you're going to have to sever the ties to, some stuff that you just can't do anymore. So don't allow your intellectual thinking, you trying to outthink God and trying to beat God in thinking, beat God in trying to figure things out. God is trying to move you into a season where your testimony is God did it. So God is doing something, and you can have people to see you, God moving in you, and God is remolding you, and God is reshaping you, because he's doing something new in you, because he wants your testimony to be that God did it. And why does he want you to be God did it? Why? It's because he gets the glory from it, not you. Because if you can use your intellect and you can use your wisdom, you can use your skills, you can use the things that you earthly use, then how does he get the credit for it when you can do it? You can figure it out for yourself. God is putting you in places and putting you in situations where you can't help but say God did it, because you're not going to be able to figure it out. And so if you're in that position right now, God is shifting you into I'm walking in this God did it season. I have stepped into this God did it season. Last year, God was doing a new thing. So in that process of God was doing a new thing, he was stripping you. You was wondering why you stayed it felt like you was in the wilderness forever, because God was stripping you. God was taking away the very things that you leaned on. You wasn't leaning on him. You wasn't relying on him. You didn't have confidence in him. You had confidence in your own ability. You had confidence in your own intellect. You the ones that I don't think I'm that smart. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, Holy Spirit, you're gonna have to give me everything that I need, because in the natural education wise, I didn't feel like I was that smart. But I understand now that the Holy Spirit supernaturally gives me the revelation and the insight into situations and subjects and things that I need to understand, that I'm not sitting here leaning on my own intellect, because I'm a forever student. I'm always trying to learn. And so I can sit here and say, God did it. God did it. God took me from a dry bone place, and he brought me to a place where he put me back into the right path that he has called for me to be in. And so I need to encourage you today that understand, when you in that process of God doing something, sometimes it don't feel good. Sometimes it doesn't seem right. Sometimes it seems like it's almost impossible. But God, there's nothing impossible for God. Don't get sidetracked with what you think is possible or impossible, and thinking that That's the problem with God. That is not. That is not. I need you to understand that is not. But I do want you to understand that the transition that you're going in and you're going through is preparing you for the God did it. It's the testimony. It's the testimony that God is building. He doesn't want you just to constantly walk around and you're doing stuff on your own. He wants you to lean, rely, and trust in him. He wants you to truly have confidence in him. So if you ask yourself, do you truly have confidence in God? Do you truly lean on God? Do you truly rely on God for everything? Because you get into your natural mind, be like, man, how long am I be in this deficit? How long am I going to be in this place of lack? How long am I going to be? You know why you're still in that place of the deficit of, or lack? You know why? Because your words don't respond. You're not responding with your words. You're not responding with the right words, because everything that creates finances, money, things, it has the ability to hear what the word of the Lord is saying. And if you start speaking the word of the Lord, you're talking about lacking not enough. Man, the word says that I should be self-sufficient and I require no aid or no support. So why am I sitting here in life? I'm not speaking the word of God over the situation. The situation has some ears. It can actually hear you. But what are you saying to it? What are you saying to the situation? What are you saying to it? It's the process of God doing something new. I need you to understand. I need you to, when he says I'm doing something new, I need you to understand that I don't need you operating in your own intellect, your own thinking. I need you to really and truly lean, rely, and trust in me by actually, you know how I really mean what it looks like is when you're speaking the word of God over a situation, when you're declaring the word of God over a situation, when you're doing that, now you're looking at a situation and you can look at it differently. You can start your responses and the manifestations will start to happen. God's word will not return void, empty of vain. If you're not speaking God's word, how are you expecting to get a different result? God is doing something new. He's doing a new thing. You cannot keep doing, well, I'm going to get this. And when I get this, or if I get this, that's all doubt. God has literally promised you a bunch of stuff in the Bible. I mean, there are hundreds of scriptures that God promises us that you should have good success, that you shall be prosperous. But we're talking about it, and listen, I was there. I know what that looked like. I know what that looked like when God tells you, I need you to sow into this. Or I need you to make sure you're paying your tithes. I need you to make sure that you're a giver. And you're looking at your bank account and you're looking at your bills and it don't make sense. The math ain't mathing up. It ain't adding up. So you're sitting there looking and you like, God, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but you know, the bill people, they ain't gonna want me to say, well, God told me not to. They ain't gonna want to hear that. But God's saying, will you trust me? Will you trust me? Because there's a level of, if you know you're hearing God and God is actually telling you that. Now don't get emotional and get caught up in some emotional stuff. And then you just end up just doing it because you're doing it because you're emotional. But when you actually know you heard God tell you to give or to sow or to do something and you actually do it, why would God give you instructions to do something and not give you the result of it? For your obedience, God is trying to help you get into the God did it. That's all you're gonna walk around saying, God did it. How you got this job? God did it. How you got healed like that? God did it. How your marriage got? God did it. Girl, your husband? God did it. Man, your wife can't? God did it. God did it. That's gonna be the whole theme of your year. God did it. Think about that. Think about God specializes in miracles. Listen, in Psalm 77 and 14, it says, you are the God who performs miracles. Who need a miracle? Who needs a miracle? In Psalm 77 and 14, it says, you are the God who performs miracles. He didn't, and it said performs. So he constantly is performing miracles. Are you a participant or are you a benefactor of the performing of miracles? I am. Are you? God is really and truly trying to do miracles in your house, miracles in your life. Because he wants the glory to be seen. It's the glory. It's the glory. It's the honor. It's that for him. So allow yourself to decrease as God increase. Stop letting our intellect or our educational knowledge hinder what God is trying to do in our life. Some of that stuff is stumbling blocks. It's not some of it. It's a stumbling block. It's a roadblock that stops you from receiving the miracle that you're talking, that you're needing. Why? Because you'll think that you need to do it one way. Oh, I'm gonna pray about it. And God says, okay, I heard your prayer, but now can you speak to it? Can you speak to it? You praying to me, but can you speak to it? Can you open your mouth and speak to it? Speak to your marriage. Speak to your finances. Speak to your children. Speak over your destiny. Speak over your future. Speak. Open your mouth and start using the word of God, because the word of God, he responds to. You know why? His word don't return void? Because he is his word. He is his word. So why wouldn't he respond to him? Why wouldn't he respond to himself? That's why he can work miracles. That's why he's performing miracles every day. Why aren't you a participant in those miracles, in him performing a miracle in your life? So you can walk around and say, God did it. God did it. I'm going to read that again. Psalm 77, 14, it says, you are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the people. See, when miracle signs and wonders are happening, people know it ain't you. That's when they see God. And when they see the power of God moving in your life, now it's a testament of how God is really moving. And he's not a respecter of person, because if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. If he did it for my marriage, he'll do it for your marriage. If he did it for my house, he'll do it for your house. If he did it for my kids, he'll do it for your kids. If he did it for my bloodline, he'll do it for your bloodline. Are we good? Are we ready for this? Because it's about God performing miracles. And he says he performs, like he's constantly performing miracles. And what, when you see if you see a miracle, right? If someone performs a miracle, you see a miracle being done, you're going to want to know how that happened. If you see a blind man, you know he's been blind for 50 years, right? And then all of a sudden, you see this same blind man that you've been seeing for 50 years that been blind, and all of a sudden now he can see. Everybody's asking them questions. How did you come about being able to see? And he'll say, well, somebody came and laid hands over my eyes and said that the blind shall be able to see, that if I lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. And all of a sudden, I started to get a little light. And all of a sudden, I started to, the person started to speaking in tongues. And all of a sudden, I started to see more light. And all of a sudden, then what I saw was light now became a blurred colors. And all of a sudden, as they continued to pray and they continued to speak the word of God over my eyes and lay hands over my eyes. And all of a sudden, the colors of trees became the colors of trees when they ain't never seen the color of a tree before. But then they starting to see colors. They starting to see the beauty of the thing that they have never seen, they hadn't seen in 50 years. Come on, y'all. The whole world is at that man's door. And everybody know that God gets the glory. And all he can say was, God did it. It wasn't me. I was just a vessel that laid hands on him. God told me to go and lay hands, and I started speaking the word of God. So his eyes had to respond. His eyes had to line up and function from the word of God. But if you're not speaking it, you're not speaking the word of God, how are you expecting a miracle? Think about this. It says, speak to the mountain and it shall be moved. He ain't say just go up there and hit the mountain. He said, speak to it. Why? Because if I'm speaking to the mountain and I'm using the scripture that the mountain should be moved and thrown into the sea, then that's what it has to do. It has to line up. God is taking us into a God did it. Not Gerald did it. Not Apostle Gerald, not Coach G, not Apostle Yvette. It's God did it. God is looking for vessels that's going to lean, rely, and trust in them and have confidence in them that if they lay hands on somebody, then they shall recover. If they speak to the finances of something, then the finances will line up that I would no longer be operating in a spirit of lack and not enough, but I'm operating in a spirit of overflow, abundance, exceedingly abundance. I'm operating in self-sufficient. I don't require no aid or no support. I'm living in that opportunity where it's an overflow. I have more than enough. I have so much more now I can give to others. Come on, y'all. And you constantly bringing people closer to God because they're looking at your life and they're looking at your situation, and your situation is now looking different than what it used to look like. It looks different from the times that you were talking and you was talking bad about it, didn't think about your marriage, didn't think about your situation. You was talking negative about it, and all of a sudden now God is actually doing something different in your life, and they want to know how. But you say, I went through a process. And what God was doing a new thing in me. He was changing the way I hear things. He was changing the way I see things. He was changing the way I speak. He was changing my heart posture. He was changing my position. He was changing my whole physique. He was changing everything about me. He was doing a new thing. Because I was going into a season where God was getting ready to do it. God is doing the miracle signs and wonders. God is doing things that are baffle the naysayers. God is baffling the highly intellect. God is baffling them because they have no answer for it. Nothing but God did it. And that will be the headline. God did it. How did you get out of that situation? God did it. How did the Hebrew boys get out of the flaming fire, you know, the fiery furnace, and didn't come out smelling like smoke? God did it. How did Moses lead the Israelites out of Egypt through the Red Sea, and nobody died? They didn't die. They walked on dry land. God did it. God did it. That's your next words you're gonna be saying. God did it. Because you're not gonna have any other words for it. You're not gonna even understand how it was. I don't even know how I did that. I don't even know how that happened. God did it. I don't even know. I can't even explain to you. God did it. You're not gonna even explain. So don't even try to explain. You just say, I don't even know. All I know is God did it. Throw your hands up, I'm like, God did it. God did it. I went through my season of God was God doing a new thing. And in that new thing that he was doing, a lot of my old stuff, it got burnt up. A lot of my old stuff got separated. My old stuff got severed. The old stuff I got cut off from. I was now literally being pruned for God did it. He was purging me. He was cleansing me. He was removing everything that was not like him. He was removing it because he wanted a purified vessel that he can pull in all that that vessel needs for miracle signs and wonders to happen. Because when they opened their mouth, God did it. When God told Abraham to name these things, he spoke it and they still exist. God did it. Moses, lift up your staff. And all of a sudden, the whole Red Sea parted. Really? We still, right now, the scientists are still baffled about how that happened. Still. Think about Peter walking on water. Now when we say Jesus walking on water, you everybody like, cool. But Peter, he walked on water, and all of a sudden he took his eyes off of Jesus, and then all of a sudden he started to sink. God did it. Is that gonna be the next phase of your life? Is this gonna be the next year that all you can say is God did it? How God has taken you from a nobody to a somebody. You went from overlooked to overbooked. You're going from lack and not enough to more than enough. You're going from a shattered, broken marriage, dysfunctional marriage, to a stable, balanced, and functioning marriage. Come on now. You haven't seen your spouse in 10 years, and all of a sudden there's a phone call that's coming saying, I just want to come home. Can we go have lunch? Can we have a conversation? I just need to talk to you about some things. I know I haven't been good. I know I haven't done the right thing. I know you've been praying for me. I know I did you wrong. I know I mistreated you. I know I frustrated you. I know I did all of these things to you, but can I talk to you? I just want to talk to you for a minute. It's like God did it. You ain't heard nothing for years. Then all of a sudden, something happens. Because you went through a season where God was refining you. God was purging you. He was literally had you in the furnace fire. He had you in the fiery furnace. He had you in the wilderness. He had you in the valley. He had you out there looking at these dry bones because you're looking at your dried up situation. You looking up at your marriage dried up, and now you got other people that is co-signing. Yeah, your marriage is bad. Your marriage is this. Your marriage is that. The spouse is this. Your spouse is that. And now you've come in agreement with them people, and God is like, now you going through a season where I'm going to separate you from those people. I'm going to separate you from the negative. Sometimes it's going to separate you from people, places, and things. I'm separating you from your family. Your family don't understand what I'm getting ready to do. I'm getting ready to baffle them. Your best friends ain't going to understand what you're getting ready to do, because he's going to separate you. So because you can't hear negativity, you can't hear the words of people that are going to go against what the Lord is, what God is telling you to do, because what God is telling you to do is not going to line up with their natural thinking. Come on now. Somebody going to catch this. It's not going to line up with your natural thinking. Your natural thinking was what got us in this position, because you felt like, I ain't had to do this. I don't have to take this, because the world says that you can do bad by yourself. You don't need that person. You don't need to do all of that. That's a doormat. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that, because they ain't willing to do it. There's no discipline when it comes down to, I want to do the will of the Lord. When I say I want to do the will of the Lord, you better be well disciplined when you say you want to do the will of the Lord, because it's going to take everything and some. You ain't going to just do it in your natural, and you ain't going to do it in your natural intellect. Ain't going to work. It's not going to work. So now when you want to get into this, God did it. You want to get into the phase that the God did it. You guys still got to go through the God is doing. Behold, God is doing a new thing. Now, he's not He's taking you away from your comfort. He's taking you away from that very thing that you like to, you know, you fall back to. He's taking that away. You're going to lean. That was a crutch. That was your crutch. You're not using those crutches anymore. Now you're going to have to lean on the Lord. You're going to have to literally lean on the Lord. Put all your weight on the Lord. You're going to have to rely on him to get you out of this valley. You're going to have to have so much confidence that he's going to get you out. So your faith level starts to grow. You start to believe, and no longer the spirit of doubt no longer grips you. The spirit of fear no longer grips you, because some people are still operating in a spirit of doubt and fear. And that's why they can't get into a season of miracle signs and wonders, because they doubt. How is this right here? How about this? If I can pray for somebody's healing and then doubt my healing, how does that work? How does that work? How can you pray for somebody else healing and believe for somebody else healing, but don't believe in your healing? You know why? Because you haven't used the very thing that you need to talking to the sickness, talking to the infirmity, talking to the very thing that is plaguing your body, that is plaguing your bloodline, that is plaguing your DNA, the very thing, whatever it may be, if it's lust, perversion, anger, frustration, whatever it may be, you actually might need to speak to that. And then when you start operating and getting delivered, you seeing God perform deliverance. It's a miracle. How about this? I think about this here. It was a time where I felt like, you know, I was reading the story of the demoniac of Gadara, right? I was reading that story, and I was sitting there, and I was thinking, I'm like, man, this man is in here cutting himself. This man sitting here talking to himself. This man doing all that. I wasn't a cutter, so I wasn't doing any of that. But I had suicidal thoughts. I had anger. I had frustration. I had a bunch of depression thoughts that go through my head. And so I was sitting there, and I was like, God, I'm sitting here and I'm looking and listening to this story, and I'm thinking about, you know, when Jesus came onto the scene, he said, you know, are you coming here to torment me? You know, and he's like, no, I'm not. I'm paraphrasing. He didn't come to torment him. He came. He literally was just coming. And what he did was he ended up setting that man free. When I got set free, when Jesus truly resided inside of me, and started to work miracle signs and wonders, a miracle that depression, it was broken, the chains and the bondage of depression and suicidal thought and lust and perversion and anger and frustration and suicidal thoughts, all of this stuff started to be broken. And then I started realizing there was other things that was connected to that stuff: rejection, abandonment, loneliness. All of those things were connected to it. And God was like, I'm trying to heal you. I'm trying to bring you into a place where you will be a walking miracle. Listen, when I was looking crazy, homeless, all of this stuff, right? When I was in this place, people looked at me crazy. Some people didn't even really know, because I kind of hid a lot of it. But then a lot of people did know. When I was homeless, a lot of people know I was riding the bicycle. I was out there on the streets, and, you know, I ain't look bad, but I was bad, you know. But I was sitting there, and God was like, I got you. And I couldn't even understand what he meant when he said, I got you. But what he was doing is he was protecting me from going further into the despair that I was headed to. And so as he started to talk to me and he started to minister to me, because people will always say, when you were out there, did God talk to you? Yeah, God talked to us all the time. It's part of the problem is, do you listen? I wasn't listening. I didn't want to hear what God was saying, but God was trying to help me and to show me how to be a miracle. And so when he started to work in and define in me, and then he started to really mold me, and I started getting deliverance and going home and getting deliverance and getting myself right. Man, very people that used to talk about me when I was out there, It's not, they don't even, I mean, what can you say? Because now I'm standing before them in my right mind and I'm talking to y'all. It's a therapeutic moment because I can talk about the darkest days of my life. I can talk about the hardest moments of my life. I can talk about the depression, the suicidal thoughts, the anger, the frustration, the perversion, the pornography, all of the stuff that I've dealt with in my whole life. I can sit here and talk about it and not be ashamed about it. It was part of my life that God started doing a new thing. He started taking me out of the old way and the old journey. Behold, all things have passed away. The old thing have passed away, and behold, there before you stands this new man. I paraphrase that. So I'm standing before you a new man. I'm standing before you with new ideas, with a new heart, with a new mindset, with a new spirit. That's why it says, your scripture says, renew your mind. Renew a right spirit within you daily. This stuff, yes. Why? Because the enemy tries to literally pollute your mind and your thoughts every day. He wants you to feel like you can't do it. He wants you to feel like God is not going to do it. He wants you to feel like you're not worthy for God to perform a miracle. Lies. God, he's the God that performs miracles. He performs them. Why shouldn't he perform a miracle with you? Why shouldn't he perform a miracle in your marriage? Why shouldn't he perform a miracle in your life? Why can't he perform a miracle in your children's life? Hello? Is that you? Is that you? Are you the one? Are you the one? Are you the one that God wants to do miracle signs and wonders? Are you the one that he wants your testimony to be? God did it. Y'all should be declaring God did it. I don't even know what your situation is, but you should be declaring God did it. You should already listen. You should have confidence in God doing it, right? The reason you don't say it, and the reason you don't declare it, is because you're not actually sure that God would do it, because there's something that God is still doing in your life. He's doing something new, and for you to get to the new, the old has to be go through the doing. And so I gotta get rid of the old stuff. I gotta get rid of the old stuff to get to the new thing that he's trying to do. So that old way of thinking, yep, that unforgiveness, that bitterness, that anger, that gossiping, that backbiting, that all of that stuff that you've been doing verbally, now you have to renounce it. Now you have to sever the ties to it, because that right there is witchcraft, and that's what is literally binding you to that thing. Because the enemy is a legalist. He's going to hold you to what you say. So if you said it about yourself, or you said it about your spouse, or you said it about your children, you said something about Holy Spirit, remind them of the words that they have said so they can sever the ties to it, so they can be in the God did it. So they can see God as the God that performs miracles. Let them see the Father as that. Give yourself a chance. You deserve it. Don't allow the enemy to just constantly put you in a place of a bondage and a place of hell when the Son came to set you free. The scripture says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. There's called liberty. Allow yourself to be free from bondage so that you can walk and say, I'm a walking miracle. I should have been dead a long time ago, but God did it. God saved me. God protected me. God preserved me. God did it. How about that? Are you gonna be that one? Listen, y'all make sure y'all share this with somebody. Somebody gotta understand that God did it. God wants them to be the miracle. Somebody's been asking God for some miracles, but they didn't understand what they needed to do for that miracle. They didn't understand the heart posture. They didn't understand they've been doing it the old way, and God is trying to show them a new way of doing it. there's a new position that they have to be in. They can't be in the old position no more. You know, now there's a you know, before you used to get on the ground and lay there and start crying and, oh me, God. And God said, I need you to stand up on your feet. I need you to brace yourself. I need you to come out of the depths of your belly, out of the ooze, out of the depths of your ooze, the deepest part of your belly, and declare the word of the Lord over the situation. And you tell whatever the situation is, oh, ye hear the word of the Lord. As you start to prophesy the word of the Lord over that situation, and that situation is going to hear. Because how about this? It, you know, somebody said something last night in study Bible. It was like, yo, if you don't worship the Lord, the rocks will cry out. Listen, if the rocks crying out, I mean, they can actually hear everything that God created. He spoke to it, and so it actually had to respond because it actually can hear. So think about us. We were created. He created us, and we can hear. So everything that he created can hear. And so it has to respond. And someone said, the only things that don't respond to the voice of the Lord is the ones that have free will. That's us. So now you're going to have to speak, not my will, but thy will be done. Jesus even said that. Not my will, but thy will be done. Nevertheless, you're going to have to get to the nevertheless so you can actually get into the God did it and watch God perform miracle after 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 miracle, after miracle, after miracle, from bloodline to bloodline to bloodline, from generation to generation to generation. He's constantly performing miracles. You're talking about healing. Families are getting healed. You know, cancer is being stripped from the bloodline. You got diabetes is being stripped from the bloodline. You got suicidal thoughts being canceled and being stripped from the bloodline. You don't even see it no more. It's not even detected no more. They go to the doctor and the doctor is baffled because he can't even find a trace of cancer. He can't find a trace of anything that is causing the body to respond differently. He can't even find it. Why? Because God did it. God is performing miracles. When you go into the doctor, you should already have lean, relying, and have confidence in God that what his word says, it shall come to pass. God is not a man that he shall lie. So if he says something, it's going to happen. If he promised you something, it's going to happen. He ain't lying to you. He's not human. He's not going to tell you that you can get this and you can get that and not get it. He's not that God. So I'm seeing bloodlines cleanse. Your whole DNA is being cleansed. A miracle of your DNA is being cleansed. There was a trait that operated in your bloodline, and God is wanting you to speak to that very trait that the sickle cell trait or some kind of a sickness that causes your body to be fatigued. And God is like, speak to that thing, and you're going to be the conduit for this miracle to be clean from the DNA. Your children and your children's children will not see that trait. Baffle the doctors. Then you go to the doctor and you go and get a report, and he does a physical and he does your blood work. He does all of this stuff. And then he comes back in and he's looking at you like, I got some kind of news, but he looking baffled. He don't even know what to say. He don't even know how to explain it. But you can look at him and say, guess what? My father is the God that performs miracles, and I'm standing before you as a walking miracle. So let me just tell you, God did it. I ain't do anything. God did it. Now you're a witness to the very doctor that has been looking at you for months and months and months and been giving you diagnosis about a situation that can be that seems uncurable. Lies. My God performs miracles. So that diagnosis, what the doctor said, man, that's a lie. Stand up and declare the word of the Lord over yourself. Amen. So how many of y'all want to walk in y'all God did it season? I'm sure everybody does. Help somebody. Help somebody. Share this with somebody. Somebody want to walk in that God did it season. Somebody needs to know that God is performing miracles. God is performing miracles. And they want, and God wants you to be a participant and a recipient of the miracle. Why not you? Why not you? You should be that one. You should be that one. Amen. Father, I thank you for being the God that performs miracles. I thank you for continually to perform miracles upon this line and upon the people of this line and their households, their bloodlines. Father God, let your word, Father God, manifest in the lives of each and every individual that is upon this line, the ones that are on now and the ones that will hear it later, Father God. Let the anointing, let the power of healing, let the power of miracle signs and wonders be upon this message and upon this broadcast now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let when sick people hear it, Father God, I'm commanding, your word says you can send a word to heal and deliver. So Father God, let this message be a message of healing and delivering, Father God, delivering from a traumatic diseases that have been operating, or infirmities that have been operating in the bloodline, operating in the genes, operating in the DNA. Father, we say that the blood of Jesus, Father God, cleanses the bloodline, Father God, of each and every household now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I break every curse that have been spoken over bloodlines, that's been spoken over DNAs, that every word curse that have been spoken over every negative diagnosis now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we know that you are the God that performs miracles. You're performing a miracle right now. You're performing a miracle in the hospitals. You're performing the miracles, Father God, in the ICU. You're performing the miracles right now, Father God, in the children's ward now. You're performing the miracles right now, Father God, with the new births now. In the name of Jesus, any premature birth, Father God, that the enemy tried to take with Molech, I bind the spirit of Molech, premature death now in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm declaring, Father God, that we should have life in it more abundantly. Father God, that we should have long life, Father God, that our lives, Father God, will be jubilant now. In the name of Jesus, you're rejuvenating the bodies. You're rejuvenating the muscles, the tissues, Father God. As Ezekiel prophesied to the bones, Father God, we prophesy right now, Father God, to our intestines, Father God, to the large and small intestines, our hearts and livers and lungs now. In the name of Jesus, we say you line up, Father. You line up with the word of the Lord now in the name of Jesus, that he created us in his image and likeness. He created us in a perfect place now in the name of Jesus. And everything, Father, that is tried to contaminate the body now, to cause the body to malfunction, we cancel it now in the name of Jesus. We say that the blood of Jesus, Father God, is cleansing us from all sins. It's cleansing us, Father God, from all infirmity, sickness, and disease. Now in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of death, hell, and the grave. I say that we shall not die, but we shall live and live and live. Now in the name of Jesus, I cancel all brain tumors now. In the name of Jesus, neurology that comes against the thinking of the brain now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, all blindness now. In the name of Jesus, I say, Father God, the blind shall see, Father God, and the deaf shall hear, and the mute shall speak now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Father, for the breath of the Ruach breath, Father God, of life being upon the individuals now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Life is coming forth. Life is coming into each and every individual now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We come against all distracting spirits now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We trust you, Father God. We understand that you're doing a new thing in our life, Father God. And so, Father God, we invite you in, Father God. Search every area of our life. Search every area of our heart, Father God. Search our soul now in the name of Jesus. Deliver our soul, Father God, from every soul tie now in the name of Jesus. That things that have tried to attach itself to our souls, Father God, we sever the ties to it now in the name of Jesus. Father, we break off all stagnant places, all rested development places now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we are walking miracles. Let the miracles flow. Let the miracles come. Let the miracle, Father God, continue to work and perform miracles in our lives, Father God, that our children will be able to see it. Our children's children will be able to benefit, Father God, from the knowing of the miracles that are happening in our lives now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you right now, Father, that marriages are being healed. Marriages are being restored. Marriages are being reset, rebooted now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, what people thought was dry bones, Father God. Oh, I thank you for the ruach of the breath of life being blown upon these marriages right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that these dry bones shall live. These dry bones shall come forth now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, bone upon bone, tissue upon tissue, muscle upon muscle, tendon upon tendon. Now in the name of Jesus, it is coming forth now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Time does not even matter. Father, I thank you that you're bringing them back quickly. I thank you, you're restoring it quickly. You're restoring the minds. You're restoring the hearts, Father God, of these husbands and wives now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we cancel all bitterness. We cancel all resentment. We cancel, Father God, all dysfunction now. In the name of Jesus, all misunderstandings. We cancel them now in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of loneliness. We bind the spirit of rejection and abandonment. Now in the name of Jesus, Sashe Korobo Santa, all anger. Yes, anger over the situation that have caused you to have the we pull up the root of bitterness now in the name of Jesus. Let every scale be removed off of their eyes, Father God, that they can see the marriage being restored. They can see the marriage being reset and rebooted now in the name of Jesus. Father God, as they go through the process of you doing something, Father God, let the process be the process that we in each individual, Father God, is becoming closer to you, Father. I thank you for the relationship. I thank you, Father God, that you're bringing the right men for the right women now. In the name of Jesus, the word says, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. So, Father, I thank you, Father God, for the helpmeets that are suitable. I thank you for the ones that are training and developing and working to be a excellent helpmeet, excellent partner, excellent companion now in the name of Jesus, that it will be suitable, adaptable, and complementary to their king now in the name of Jesus. And I declare that the kings, Father God, will understand their role, how to lead. They will understand and have a relationship, Father God, a prayer life with you, Father God. They will understand how to read the word, Father God, and declare the word over the situation, Father God, that they will be great leaders, Father God. They will not only be great husbands and great fathers, Father, but they will be great kings, Father God. They will be great leaders to be able to understand and know their calling, know their responsibility, biblical responsibility, and the role that they're walking in now in the name of Jesus. Father, I bind all the worldly knowledge and the worldly influence that tries to come and contaminate the marriages, contaminate the roles of the marriage. Father God, saying that it doesn't take all of that, I bind that spirit now in the name of Jesus. And I say that is a lie. It takes that and some. Marriage works, Father God, because we have to work at it, Father, now in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father God, for the establishing of your covenant, Father God, that each and every household, Father God, each and every man and woman, Father God, they will be covenant keepers now in the name of Jesus. They will no longer allow the world to bring a division, Father God, in their marriage. They will no longer allow worldly lust and worldly perversion, Father God, to come and contaminate the marriages now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I thank you for fortified marriages, Father God. I speak a hedge of protection set around marriage, Father God, in the covenant of marriage now in the name of Jesus, that not only would they be covenant keepers, but you are a covenant keeping God. And so you will keep them, Father God. You will keep them safe. You will keep them protected now in the name of Jesus, Father God, as they continue to seek after you, as they continue to chase you, Father God. I thank you right now, Father, for what you're doing in the marriage, what you're doing, Father God, even in premarital counseling now, in the name of Jesus, identifying these trauma areas, Father God, that are that will have a breach down the road now, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you're identifying them, Father, now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for major breakthroughs. Father, you specialize in the impossible. So I thank you, Father, for the miracles that are being released now off of this broadcast. Let them come forth like never before. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, I hope this thing bless you. I hope it stretch you. Walk in your God did it. The scripture says in Psalm 77 and 14, it says God performs miracles. Hear me. God performs miracles. If you need a miracle in your life, go to that scripture and declare to God, God, your word says that you performs miracles. So I'm going to need you to perform a miracle. What do I need to do? Where do I need to be? Where does my heart need to be? Where does my mind need to be? What does my words need to say for me to constantly see the performing of miracles in my life, in my family's life? It's time out. For you want God to do the work and you not do the work. Amen.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.